Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And as we've heard, Tuskegee Airmen will be in the audience at the inauguration, thousands of people from Alaska. And along the parade route and throughout Washington, D.C. this week, the theme is diversity. All sorts of different kinds of faces at the inauguration. And nothing says diversity, deep American diversity, like Pat Monahan, a co-founder of the world-famous Lawn Rangers, who's also going to be at the inauguration. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. So you met Barack Obama in 2003.
That's correct.
Tell me about the meeting.
Well, I was at the St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago. He was running for the Democratic primary. He and Michelle were handing out literature before the parade started, and we were doing our usual warm-up, practicing a few things.
Could we just talk about your usual warm-up? That means you were sitting on a lawnmower, right?
Sometimes we actually practice. We run a rookie camp, make sure everybody knows what they're doing, because we're not a real tight organization. We draft people at the last minute and put them to work. But we had a core group of constituents that had marched many times before.
Who ride lawnmowers in parades, and were you holding a toilet plunger when you spoke with the candidate, Barack Obama?
I wasn't, but that's the tip-off that we knew he'd be a great leader. He came up to us. He did not want to push the mower. He went straight for the leadership position, the plunger man. So
I see.
Spotted him early.
Well, we should say the world-famous Lawn Rangers are among one of the organizations, and 1,400 applied to be in the parade. And apparently Barack Obama has a sense of humor because he remembered you from 2003, and the Arcola, Illinois world-famous Lawn Rangers have marched in, you know, thousands of parades. What does it mean to you, you know, in terms of the legacy of this organization, that Barack Obama basically said, sure, come on, we want you in the parade?
You know, I think it's a great honor for us, and we're real excited about being part of it. But I think it also says a little bit about our new president-elect in that he does recognize humor, and that people are going to have to keep their sense of humor, and they are going to have to be able to laugh at themselves, which is maybe our strength.
Now, just to get to the message part of the conversation here, you are an organization that fuses Abraham Lincoln with riding lawnmowers. And is that going to be the message that you're going to be portraying in the parade tomorrow?
I think we'll have our own set of diversity. We actually push lawnmowers. We tried running them, and they throw rocks in the crowd and all kinds of adverse outcomes. So
smart move.
We just push mowers, but each mower is decorated individually, and we have, for example, a Washington Monument on one mower. We have a huge paper mache Abraham Lincoln on another. We have what we used to call Banner Babes. With a B, but we changed them to Banner Abes because they'll all be dressed as Lincolns carrying our banners.
Any biodiesel in the fuel tanks of these lawnmowers? Come on, you got it. Come on.
No, it really wouldn't matter what was in there, but we could put some in there.
All right. Well, Pat Monahan, thanks so much for joining us. He's the co-founder of the world-famous Lawn Rangers, who will be in the inauguration parade tomorrow on the parade route in D.C. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, thank you, John. See you tomorrow.